Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Sunday, the 23rd of June 2024. Today's topic is Good Conscience. Our text today is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 1 verses 5 through 11. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned, from which some having swerved have turned aside unto vain jangling. Verse 7. Desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say, nor whereof they affirm. But we know that the law is good, if a man use it lawfully. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for menstealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. Verse 11. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. Our memory verse today is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned. Conscience is the police that is placed in us to let us know when we do wrong. Do you remember how you felt when you did something you knew you should not have done? You felt bad, isn't it? That is your conscience letting you know something is wrong. When we get born again, our conscience is awakened and aligns with how God wants us to behave. According to Finnis Jennings Dake, one can always have a good conscience if he maintains good behavior. Having a good conscience is the desire of God for his children, for it's free from sin. Some youths commit sin without feeling it because their consciences have been silenced and hardened. This is dangerous because such youths will end up in hellfire if they do not repent. To have a good conscience, repent of your sins. There is the need to constantly pray, read and meditate on God's Word, listen to Bible-based messages, and fellowship with God's children. This will result in having a good conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. Quote for the day: it's free from sin. The challenge for today is: always have a good conscience. Prayer. Father, deliver me from an evil conscience. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.